morning.
Good morning.
We have very few people today on Mother's Day. We are still in the Easter season. This is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Can you all hear me? Hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers. And thanks for being here and also online to worship together on this day that God has given us. This is the day that God has given us to live in this world. One more day in this world is a gift from God. It's not for our asking, but it was His divine will to do that for us. There's a reason for it. He left us in this world for a reason, to be a blessing to this world and to be bring honor and glory to His name. That's the purpose of our lives. So thanks for joining us to worship together here today. Please join me on the announcements on the second page on the bulletin, if you can follow that. This is a regular announcement. The food donation, food for the food bank at the place, we donated there now. And you can donate that in cash or kind. And my books are available still for sale. That proceeds will benefit the Piedmont Missions throughout church. The mailing address is listed there for particularly those who are remote, to send your communications or donations. Our cooking class, as we schedule for the second Saturday of the month, will be on next Saturday, and we have somebody volunteered to cook for us. We are looking forward to that. Do you want to? What are you doing, Norman?
He's going to do Brunswick stew, I think.
Okay, we'll have something, but between Wayne and Norman, they're going to do something great. So join us on Saturday at 10 o'clock for fun and fellowship and have some cooking lessons for us, and it's been going great. Our art class will be back on May 21st with Wayne. That's also on Saturday at 10 a.m. We pray for him for his voice to come back before that so he can start teaching as well. The third Thursday fellowship at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. That's a lunch fellowship. Please join Norman and the group for Golden Corral lunch on Thursday. It's on May 19th this month. Our annual conference is from June 2 through 4. Those of you who are delegates from this church, you got the link to that registration already. And please attend those meetings and pre-meetings. And you will get more information on that through those meetings. Our last day of the service, last Sunday of the month, we have a celebration Sunday and service for our anniversaries and birthdays and any other celebrations we do. So please also join for the lunch and the fellowship on that Sunday. Our attendance and collections are listed there for your continued prayers and participation in your presence, your witness, and your financial support and many other support that you have been doing. Please continue to do that for the glory of God and for the work through this church. And we can also take donations online through our piedmontumc.com. Please go there and check out the invitation to the Zoom link. If anybody wants to go there, it is actually on that website. You can click right on the front. And also the order of service also there. You can click on the link there. You can go through that if anybody is asking for it. Because I have been using a long mailing list, and many people said that they don't want to see that mail every weekday, because some of them are from different other churches. So I have to sort this out. So always go to the piedmontumc.com, and then the meeting request link is all right there on the front page. Are there any other announcements? And thanks for joining us for this on this Mother's Sunday. We want to recognize Aaron Reynolds from Gideon. He's joining us today. And thank you for being with us today, worshiping together. Amen. If there are no other special announcements, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Please stand if you are able for opening hymn 139 in the blue hymnal. We will sing Praise to the Lord Almighty. We are singing 1, 3, 4 and 5. 1, 3, 4 and 5. Praise to the Lord. the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is not earth and salvation. Only who here now to His temple draw near, join me in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord who doth prosper Thy work and defend Thee. Surely His goodness and mercy daily attend Thee. What the Almighty can do, who with His love doth befriend Thee. Praise to the Lord who doth nourish Thy life and restore Thee, feeding the world for the task that I ever before Thee. Then to Thy name, God, as a mother does speak, spreading the wings of grace on Thee. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore Him. All that has life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again, gladly forever adore Him. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank You for this beautiful morning that You have given us together to gather in Your name and worship You together as Your children. Thank You for the gift of life, along with all the blessings of good health and strength and many, many other blessings, material and spiritual, that You give us every day. Even when we don't deserve it, You shower upon us Your blessings, and we thank You for that. We thank You for the gift of life that You have given us in this world to live here, Lord, to be a blessing to this world and to honor Your name while we live here in this world. We thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to gather in Your name because of Your Son Jesus Christ, who came to this world as a human being to die for us so that we could receive eternal life. And we thank You for giving us that eternal life through Your Son Jesus Christ. We above all thank You for always being there for us, sustaining us, nourishing us, and listening to every aspect of our life when we pray. Thank You for here today in our midst, Lord, in our worship. We particularly honor our mothers on this Sunday today. We pray for Your blessings upon all of our mothers, Lord. May Your blessing pour out upon our mothers, and especially those women of faith who have been our mothers along our journey in many different ways. We remember and thank You for their presence and guidance in our lives. Help us, Lord, to honor them and respect them in the ways that we can do. To the mothers who are weak, we pray that You will grant them grace to meet their every need. And we lift up those women who have lost a child to death and who must carry on. A lot of others who have lost a spouse or others who are grieving, it may be a difficult day for them. We lift You up, to You the heart of every mother who has watched a child suffering in various illnesses also, Lord. We thank You for always being there with them and comforting them. Bless all those women who have desperately wanted to have their own children, even then they could not. Bless all of them, Lord, and give them the grace that they need to carry on. We thank you for Lord Jesus Christ, because he came to care for us with compassion and love for us, which is evident through a mother. We thank you for all their support, their love and care for us, and we thank you for being with them today. Bless us today as we worship together, Lord, that we can worship you in truth and in spirit. We can lift your name up in this congregation here today, and your name will be lifted up and your people be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our fellowship time now. If you are able, please rise up and greet each other in Christian love. As I mentioned earlier, Mr. Aaron Reynolds represents the Gideons of the chapter of this area. He visits churches. He has about 90 some churches. I don't know. How many churches do you have?
For me, five.
Okay. He visits churches in different places. And many of you are familiar with the Gideon ministry. But he's going to tell you something about Gideons. It is a blessed ministry that I have very good experiences with. So please come and tell us what you do.
Well, thank you very much. I won't take but a couple of minutes to your time. The Gideons, and most of you probably know, but if you don't, has existed for a little over 100 years. It started out, two fellows, businessmen, met in a hotel, and there was only one room. And so they decided they'd share a room because there was only one person was going to have to sleep on the floor. Well, that was actually 108 years ago. But they, being Christian men, decided that they would have their evening prayers together. From that, they decided we could use a Bible in this room. So the idea was then to put Bibles in hotel rooms. And that's what the Gideons started out doing and have been doing for all that time. We also pass out portions of Scripture, New Testament, with the Proverbs and Psalms around the world to children, particularly. One very personal note on that, my doctor at the VA, oh, by the way, I'm a retired veteran. I spent 30 years in the military. They were going to put me out at one time, and I said, no, you can't do that. So I stayed, and I retired. But my doctor is from Africa. And one day he looked at me, he said, what do you do? And I said, well, I work with the Gideon ministry. And I thought he was going to cry. He said, when I was a little boy, the Gideons came to my school where I lived in Africa. He said, they gave me a Bible. He said, I learned to read reading that Bible. And I became a Christian. And he said, it was from becoming a Christian that I was able to come here and become a doctor. And then he did cry. He and I are almost good friends. I mean, aside from being my doctor. His name is Tulupe Olanuga, and we are truly good friends, and shall be probably from now on. He takes very good care of me.
Yeah, thank you for coming here with us.
And okay. I appreciate it. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
And I have very good experiences. I have heard a testimony of a person one time while I was in college, that a college student, he left home and to a different town to commit suicide. And he took a hotel room, and he found a Bible in that room. And I heard a personal testimony of that person. So please keep them in our prayers and support them as much as we can. Very, very good ministry. Thank you. And before we go to the next hymn, we want to honor our mothers. Somebody said, God made mothers because He can't be everywhere. But I don't believe in that, because God can't be everywhere. But there's a truth behind it. Those mothers are everywhere, and they can reach many places that men cannot reach, especially the hearts of children. So let us honor our mothers today. And Miss Lou has something that want to present. It's she will do that.
I would like to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. So we have roses to give to the oldest mother and the youngest mother. So we are asking, you don't have to tell your age, but first we went from 80 to 90. Nobody. Okay.
80 to 90, there are people here.
There's somebody here, 80, from 80 years old up to 90.
Stand up.
Okay, so we got two.
Two. 85
or not? 85, so which one, 85 to 80 to 85? Huh?
Let's just keep going down.
So 80 to
82? 80 to 82. I know you guys know. Which one of you guys the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Okay. You get the red roses at the end of the service. You get to take the red roses home, Jean.
Thank you.
Sorry, Linda. She beat you. Okay. The next one is from 70 to 80. From 60 to 70. Oh,
I usually don't tell. I'll whisper it to you. You promise not to tell. No.
Are you 70 to 80?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a tie. Okay. From 60
to 70.
From 60 to 70.
Okay.
60 to 270. You more than 70.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark. From 50 to 60.
Yeah, one.
Okay.
One behind you.
Okay.
Two, okay.
From 40 to 50.
She's
not in that. Oh, she's the youngest. Okay, since you're the youngest, you get to take these roses home. After service. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Miss Lou.
The 17th, sorry, you know, we don't get anything. You don't get anything.
And for the men, we'll wait for Father's Day.
Yeah, right, we'll get you.
Yeah.
Hope we'll get flowers too.
Maybe.
Well, you can't take your flowers back home, Mark, so that's why you don't get
them. Okay, we will do the next hymn, He Leadeth Me. Please remain seated. The choir will sing. You can join that if you would. It is 128 in the blue book. We'll do verses 1, 2, and 4.
Leadeth me, O blessed Star, O Word with heavenly comfort draw. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would
Responsive reading is taken from Psalm 139, which is on page 854 in the hymnal. If you are able, please stand for the responsive reading. Psalm 139.
Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. Well, we just wait till everybody get it. You ready?
It's 854.
854. Psalms 139.
Okay.
Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me.
You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You search out my path and my laying down and acquainted with all my ways.
Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it all together.
You pursue me behind and before and lay your hands upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it.
Whither shall I go from your spirit?
Or whither shall I flee from your presence?
If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost pits of the parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me.
If I say, let only darkness cover me and the light about me be night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you.
For it was you who formed my inner parts.
You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful.
Wonderful
are your works.
You know me very well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately wrought in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my uniform system.
In your book were written the days that were informed for me. Every day before they came into being.
How profound to me are your thoughts. Oh God, what vast is the sum of them.
If I would count them, they are more than the sand.
When I awaken, I am still with you. The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. This is our prayer time now, where as a church family we gather together and share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And at the same time, we share also our burdens and concerns together as a family and lift them up to the Lord, to the throne of grace of God. So God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. That is the promise. And trusting in that promise, let us go to God in prayer. Our regular prayer requests are listed at the back of the bulletin. If you can follow that with me in the boxes you see at the bottom, the names and items that we regularly pray for. Please continue to pray for these people and these items on a regular basis. Are there any special call-outs from this list or anything special? these prayer requests?
Pastor, first I would like to praise God that when I had my test on Thursday, didn't find any blockage nowhere in my heart.
So that is good news. Thanks be to God for that.
And I would like for you to add my sister to the prayer list. My other sister, she had a stroke and she's in the hospital in Jackson, Mississippi.
Her name?
Jettie Hayes. J-E-T-T-I-E, Jettie Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Okay. Jettie Hayes. Okay, we'll keep her in our prayers. And please remember Wayne as he goes to the doctor this week to get an injection for his voice.
Next week.
Okay. And that injection is going to work. That's what, you know, we are saying. And let's pray that it will work.
Yes.
He needs our voice back. Let us pray for him. Any others? Anybody online? Anybody? Anyone wants to share anything online? Anybody here other than this? She's not online. I sent her the link.
She didn't get her chemo this past week.
She didn't?
No, because her platelets were
low. Oh, really? But she's not online. I texted her the link.
She
may be
speaking
or something. Yeah. Jan texted me that they had an accident or something and their car is still not back, and they got a rental car which had a dead battery this morning. So, so they were not able to join here. They are planning to come to church, but they are not online either. So please keep them in our prayers. I don't think it's a serious accident. It's something, Eric. Let us continue to keep our country, particularly during this election season, that God will work through the elections to have a peaceful election, and also that the right people will be elected during this time. So let us keep our nation, our prayers, our president, leaders of the Congress, governors of the state, and all those people who make decisions that affect our daily lives. Let us keep them in our prayers that God will give them the wisdom. And they will fear God and make decisions that are good for people and for the country. Let us also remember our service workers as we worship here and live our lives. There's a lot of people who work behind the scenes supporting us. Our military, police, fire, our delivery people, grocery clerks, trash workers, and many, many others. Let us remember and be thankful for their services. At the same time, let us keep them in our prayers and their families for their safety. Continue to pray for Martha, as we heard that she's waiting for her chemo to continue. And also Guillermo, as he's recovering from his cancer that is in remission now.
They were going to give her like her chemo plus another chemo with that chemo. So let's keep praying that God's going to do a miracle with her.
Okay, we are praying. Yeah, please keep Martha in our prayers. And several of our family members have been affected by COVID together. I don't know what happened. They are in different states, but several different families in this past week. It looks like there's a spur coming back up again with the COVID. So please pray that God will intervene and contain this pandemic again. So please keep those people in our prayers who are affected by the pandemic also. Yeah, I don't have anything else. And if nobody has any special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. And we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive. Those who seek will find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that when we come before you, knocking at your door and praying before you, you will open the doors of your riches in heaven to shower your blessings upon us. We trust in the promises that you are always there listening to every groaning, every request that we make. We thank you for the gift of life, along with all the blessings you give us every day, even when we don't deserve them. Along with that, Lord, we come before you, our brokenness, our hurts and our concerns and our burdens. Many of us are broken in our bodies. Many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. You are our Creator, our Father in heaven, who can make us whole, and we come before you as your children. You are the source of all true healing that can make us whole. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We come before you because we need your strength, Lord. We are lonely. You are our friend. When we go through life's sorrows and griefs and troubles, you become our dear friend, Lord. You are the source of true healing and comfort, and we come before you to make us whole today. We lift up all those who need your protection and guidance and healing and touch today, Lord, particularly the names that we have mentioned and raised here today. Many of these names that we have been praying for, thank you for continuing to be with them and healing them. Particularly raise up, thank you for the good news about Miss Lou's heart and the diagnosis, and continue to be with her. We pray for Martha as she's going, waiting for her next round of chemo. We pray for your special grace upon her, Lord. Touch her with your healing hand as we pray together in unity, that he will be healed. We are praying for a miracle according to your will and your time. Above all, we pray for peace in her life and her family's life. Bless them, Lord, as she continues to wait for the next step. We pray for your grace in that family also. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses. We particularly pray for Jerry Hayes, as we heard here today from Miss Lou. Be with her and her family as they are going through the difficult time. And above all, we pray for peace and comfort to be there in them, in their lives, Lord. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses, especially during this COVID time with pandemic in different ways. We pray for your grace that you will bring an end to this pandemic, Lord, and bring everything back to normal soon. We pray for our nation, particularly during this election season, that we look for your guidance in this election, that the right people will be elected in place. We pray for our nation's president, our vice president, and leaders of the Congress and governors of the state and many others who make decisions that affect us, Lord. Bless them to fear God and also to do the right thing, and give them the wisdom to do the right thing, Lord. We pray for your grace during this time, that we have a peaceful time during this election. We also pray for our service workers, and we thank you for their services every day. Our military, police and fire, and our regular service workers that serve us every day. We pray for their safety and their family's safety during this time. Yes. We thank you again for being with us here today, helping us to worship you. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, God, in our songs, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word, in everything that we do here today. Bring honor and glory to your name, Lord. And bless us, Lord, to do your work in this community faithfully in whatever opportunities that you have given us, Lord. And help us, Lord, to be faithful in our services, in our giving, in our time, everything that you give us, Lord. Help us to use them for the glory of your name and the blessing of this world. Bless us today as we continue to worship with your presence, Lord. And as we go from this place, fill us with your power of the Holy Spirit, that we can be your powerful witnesses in the days to come wherever we are. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Every good and perfect gift comes from above, the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us, Lord. Everything that we are and everything we have is yours, Lord, and we thank you for that. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us, Lord. Take this and bless this so that this will be used for the glory of your name and the blessing of this world. Bless us, Lord, to be continued to be faithful in all the things that we do, in our donation, in our tithing, in our witnessing, in our time that we spend in everything, that will be faithful to you and to this ministry that you have given us, Lord. Bless us as a church as we look forward to your guidance to grow this church and to have a blessing to this community. We thank you again for this place that you have given us to worship together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As you remain standing, we will read the scripture. It's a little rather long scripture reading, it's about one page. So if you feel comfortable sitting down, that's fine too. It's up to you. So I just wanted to give you a little heads up. I will quickly read it. This is taken from the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 9 through 27. Eli, the priest, was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. Not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, Go in peace, and may the Lord of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him." When her husband Elkanah went up with his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord, Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always. Do what seems best to you," her husband said. "Stay here until you wean him. Only may the Lord make good his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli and said to him, "Pardon me, my lord, as surely as you live, I am the woman who stood beside here praying to the Lord one day. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, which you have given to us as life and spirit. Help us, Lord, to be humble before your Lord, your word today, that it will become life and spirit in us, and we can be a life and spirit to this world. Illumine our souls and help us to be obedient in whatever way you tell us to do, Lord, to obey your commandments as we go from this place. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as all of you know that we are celebrating the Mother's Day, as particularly the America has declared way back in 1914. Oh, there's a special. Okay, sorry. They had a special prepared. I completely missed it. So you can do that now. Then I'll continue with my sermon. Okay.
This is a song that I've always loved. We don't hear it a whole lot, I don't think, at least I haven't. But it's "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." It's a beautiful, beautiful hymn. And it's written by
when I
So as we celebrate the Mother's Day, let us remember our mothers and honor them. I know many of you have memories that you may want to share. Just want to hear some of the good sayings that you remember about your mother. And I can remember one that says always for about my mom that I think, what part of no you can understand? Can you share some of yours? Probably have some. And there was another one that she used, also said that stop making that awful face, it will stay like that. So those things come to my mind. And I know mothers say a lot of things, and you can remember some of them. Do you have anything? Anybody? Okay, these are some of the things that we remember about our mothers because they care for us. And particularly the modern moms are probably different sayings. You know, a pastor was telling me that the modern moms would say, never post anything that you would not say in person. Become that in the modern world, right? Or just because you delete something on the computer doesn't mean that it is gone. That's very true. So mothers are the caretakers of our life in this world. And we come to this world through mothers. Without mothers, there's no life. So the Bible says very clearly to honor your mother and father. It says in the commandments.
Yes.
And also it is repeated in Ephesians in the New Testament. Yeah.
I just thought about something my mother used to tell us. Even though we were poor, she always tell us we had to fix up and clean up. She said, just because you're poor, you don't have to look poor.
Yeah, so those things will those things will stay with you. So these things mothers are to be honored and fathers are to be honored according to our scripture. And it says, Paul repeats that in Ephesians also. He says in chapter 6, honor your father and mother, which is the commandment with a promise. And that's the only commandment with a promise, if you look at that. Because what is the promise? If you honor your mother and father, you'll get a long life. That's what the promise is, a command with a promise. So it is scriptural to honor our father and mother. And the mother is particularly the one who brings you to this world. The life that you have is from your mother. Particularly when you compare the human babies are the worst babies to take care of. One doctor was saying in his book that the most useless infant in the animal kingdom are the human babies. They come to this world completely useless because they have to depend on their caretaker to sustain and live, unlike any other animals. You know, like birds and animals, they come to this world and in a matter of hours or days, they learn to fly or they learn to walk. That is what. But humans take a long time to get where they are. And that's where the mother comes in. And the human babies are very tender and fragile that a very little inattention, not paying attention to the baby all the time. Like you see the babies die in sleep, you know, and the mothers take care of them so much that the life continues in our human world today because of mothers taking care of the baby. So if the mothers decide the baby to live pretty much. If they decide the baby not to live, they can do that. That's right. But the reason why humans are so tender and fragile, because they come to this world immature. That's what I read about that. The human babies are about one third growth in your mother's womb before they come out. Unlike the other animals, they are fully grown and they can walk and fly, and because of that. The reason, many people have different reasons for that. It is because some medical people are saying that because the baby in the mother start taking more nutrition, and if the baby continues to grow in your mother's body, the mother and the baby will die. So that's why the 9 months it comes out. Some others saying that the human babies are born immature because as they grow, they have the largest brain among all animal kingdom. So the human babies can double their growth of their brains in the first year of their growth. The human brain will double. So if the baby is inside the mother, it will never come out because the hair gets so big, and the mom will die. So those are the two reasons that I heard, and there are debates on that. But human babies come out completely useless and helpless because they are so immature, and their growth is only one third of the other animals or other things that are giving birth. But the human baby can learn so much in the developing stage that other animals cannot. So their one third brain will double, that they will acquire so much knowledge, how to eat, how to walk, and how to smile, and how to do all these things that animals don't have. So, you know, come to this world with a full block of instructions, and there's nothing else you can fill in because they can't learn much anymore. But humans come in, they're only one third of their book filled in, and the two thirds are filled in when they grow. And most of those information that are built or filled in later on in life are fed by who? By the mom. The mom makes you learn how to feed, how to sleep, everything that you learn in the first 6 months or 1 year is the most information that you gather in your life, and it mostly come from the mom, from the mother. So the mothers are very important in our life, and we cannot ever forget that fact. And humans, babies are the most noisiest also, because they cry. They cry when they come to this world. No other animals do that. The birds may do that after a while, but all the babies will cry when they come to this world. If you don't cry, that's a bad news. So they make you cry. Because I remember my youngest brother is about 8 years younger than me, and I was there in the hospital outside. My mom was giving birth to my youngest brother, and he didn't cry. So my grandmother was looking through the window, and the doctors and the nurses took him upside down and shook him up, and they got so mad when they did that. So they said they do that to clear the throat and the nostrils so that he can start crying. So they make you cry if you don't. So we actually go, when we come to this world, we cry, and when we go from this world, hope we will make others cry. We hope. That if you live with many people. Human life is so precious that our mothers are the ones who care for these babies and this human life in this world. So it is honorable to respect and honor our mothers, and it is scriptural to do that as well. In this case, one more thing that we see about this mother in Hannah, the mother who prayed for a child. She didn't have a child for a long time. And she was very upset, and she was troubled because of that. So Hannah went to the temple and started praying for a child, opened her heart up. And then Lord listened to her prayer and gave her a son by name Samuel, the greatest prophet of Israel. See, a praying woman is a powerful woman. That's what my title is. The greatest strength we can ever have is you all know that it is through our prayers. Prayers can change people. Prayers can change our conditions. Prayers can heal us. We believe that, right?
Amen.
As Christians, we believe that prayer can raise people from the dead. Do you believe it? I believe it. Prayer is so powerful. And a praying mother is the most powerful person in this world. And many famous people have acknowledged the prayers of their mothers. And you probably know that. And in this case, Hannah prayed for a son because she didn't have children for a long time. She had to face two things. One of them, she didn't have children. The other one, she had another rival to worry about because her husband had another wife and she had children. And she was giving her a hard time all the time. You know, not only she didn't have children, but also she had a rival that is constantly mocking her and giving her a hard time. So she was so much troubled that, you know, she wanted to go to God and pour out her heart. And you heard that when I read that, she went to the temple and started pouring out and started praying. And the temple priest thought she was drunk. You know, many people misunderstand us when we pour out our hearts. But she was pouring out her heart to the Lord. And then God gave her the answer to her prayer to give her a son. And I told you it was Samuel the prophet. It was not only just a son. And she, unlike many other women who tried to hold on to their babies and raise them, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, decided that she will give that child back to God. The greatest thing that she understood, that what she received after longing for so many years, asking for God for a gift as a child, she's giving back to God. And that is the greatest mother that I could see in Hannah, because she understood the big truth that whatever God gives us is not ours. A lot of times we think that what we have is ours. But as Christians of faith, we always have to that thing in our mind that everything that we have, even our life, is a gift from God. And our children, our family, our church, everything is a gift from God. Nothing belongs to us. Until and unless we recognize that fact, that everything belongs to God, we will not get peace, because we will be peaceful when these things will be taken away from us. We still not worry, because we know that God has given us and God has taken it away, just like Job. And we can be at peace. So Hannah understood that very, very well. That is why I consider her to be the greatest mother, one of the greatest mothers that we can look up to. A powerful praying mother who understood that whatever he got through her prayer is not her own, but it is Lord's gift to her. So she went back and dedicated that baby to the Lord. So it's not just a small baby that she dedicated to the Lord. Samuel was the greatest prophet because of him, they got the first king. He anointed two kings as the prophet. The first king, Saul, you all know that. And then he also anointed David, the greatest king of Israel. What a great mother who gave birth to Samuel. All the greatness and the power that Samuel had received and used for God all came through the power of the prayer of that woman, Hannah, when she prayed in that temple. And God used Samuel for the glory of his name in this world. Hannah's child Samuel changed the history of Israel. And then we come to Mary, the mother of Jesus. A mother, unlike Hannah, who asked for a child, Mary didn't ask for one. She did not really want one. But God gave her one. And through her came the Savior of the world. Samuel changed the history of Israel. Jesus changed the history of the universe. He came to this world and changed the history, standing in the middle of history. And he gave us the new world, so that we can be part of the kingdom of God. So when we honor our mothers, let us remember the great things that they give. Above all, let us pray. Let us remember the prayers that they made for us. And they go with us no matter how big or how small you get in life. They continue to go with us. And Abraham Lincoln said, you probably all know that, all that I am, or hope to be, I owe my angel mother. He said about his mother, Nancy Lincoln, who died when he was 9 years old. He only remembered her only for 9 years. But he said everything that he was he owed to his mother. Praying mothers changed the world. Our history is so full of praying mothers. Susanna Wesley, mother of John Wesley. I probably told you this story. John Wesley, you all know John Wesley, the founder of Methodism. His mom had how many children, do you know? 19. She probably was pregnant probably two-thirds of her life. She had only one-third left to live. But out of 19 children, 17 survived. And I sometimes wonder how she keeps track of the names of 19 people, you know, children. But she said she took time every day to sit with their children and pray with them name by name every day. That's a long time to pray. And that ultimately came out when John Wesley and Charles Wesley, they gave us a lot of things that we wanted this, to live in this world for this church, the founder of Methodism. So when we honor our mothers, let us remember all of these mothers who have given a lot to us in our faith. Hannah was a praying mother in the house of God. With a voice full of sadness, she went in to pray. But she came out with her face shining. That's what we read her. For those who are struggling to have children, I have some good news also for you, because Hannah was similarly like that. She was waiting for a child for a long time. There might be a news for you on that also. Don't worry. If you are struggling to get a baby or waiting to have a baby, God may have plans for you. You may not be ready yet, but God will be there fulfilling His promise. Or God may have another ministry for you, only a mother without a child can do. But take heart. God is a good God. No matter where we are, God is going to give us what we need according to His will. So a powerful mother is a praying mother. And continue to pray for our children as mothers. And also remember and be thankful for all the prayers our mothers made, where we are here today because of their prayers. May the good God, Lord, bless all the mothers. And also bless us today as we go from this place to be good people to witness for His kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 133. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. If you are able, please stand. 133. From all alone. as we go from this place, people of God, may we have the faith of our mothers. The simple faith like Hannah and Mary, the courageous women and mothers who taught us to pray faithfully and to live faithfully in this world. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father and the comfort of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen.